Hey DM, I brought a new guy here to play D&D with us.
Oh really, Jim? Who is it?
Here he is, his name's Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck? Don't I have vague memories of him? I think maybe he used to go to my school.
Oh yeah, and he hangs around the role-playing game shop, always begging to be let into people's games.
Oh yeah, I hate that guy! He's so nerdy, even none of the other nerds like him. What are you, of all people, doing with him?
DM, I took pity. Plus, we can, like, boss him around and feel tough. You should be happy. I finally found someone even uncooler than you.
He used to pick his nose and eat it in French class.
He's great. I'll let him in.
Hello. Wow, so this is your house? I always knew we'd be the best of friends one day.
Clutterbuck. What's his first name, Jim?
I don't know. Who cares?
It was tough for you at school, wasn't it, Clutterbuck? What an unfortunate name. Clutterbuck.
Really? What did they call him?
Fuckface. Clutterbuck the Fuckface.
Oh.
Hey, Clutterbuck the Fuckface!
So can I play in your game, then?
Go and make me some tea, Clutterbuck. Kitchen's through there. White, two sugars.
Okay.
He told me you and him were best friends in high school.
I punched him in the face in high school. He's the only kid I ever punched. He was the only kid lower in the pecking order than me. Before I even went to high school, I caught the same bus as him once and saw him being bullied, and I took sympathy on him and I talked to him. I soon learned why he was being bullied. Ever since then, he was convinced that special moment meant that we were best friends for life.
Maybe it was the only kindness anyone ever showed him, until I came along and showed him a greater kindness, of course. Now he'll think I'm God.
Here's your tea, Ashley.
My name's DM now, I told you that. Oh, you didn't brew this for long enough. Go back and make it again, you dolt.
Okay.
Ah, jeez.
Hey, who was that?
Roland, that was Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck? Didn't we used to call him Clutterbuck the Cunt?
That's the one.
Crikey, even our social standards are slipping.
Hey.
Wilma, you look sad.
I've just been writing poetry about how indescribably bad my life is. My Justin Bieber DVD got scratched the other day. I wrote a poem about it on my live blog, where I made literary allusion to the Book of Job.
Oh, come now, cheer up, Wilma.
How can I cheer up? I'm indescribably lonely.
You know, even I've been going through a dry spell recently, as a matter of fact. Who could believe it? Me! But I'm getting so bored of the gay community in Adelaide. I feel like I've met and rejected everyone before. I tell you, God didn't smite Sodom and Gomorrah because there were gay people there. He did it because the gay scene was too boring, and the drink specials on Friday night were $12 Jaeger bonds. He was like, liven up, you bastards. Then they all start stalking the one new guy in town because they've already had bitch fights over karaoke 1,000 times with all the regulars, and were giving each other the silent treatment, and God was like, right, that's it. You guys are too boring and bitchy. Smite.
So you think God loves gays?
I know God loves gays. Look at the Bible. It says, man shall not lie with man as he does with a woman. That's right. You take him up the bum.
That's good advice.
So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm tired of the gay community in Adelaide. I need something new. I'm a bit lonely too.
I'm lonely too. No one has ever loved me.
Clutterbuck, what are you doing in here? Give me that tea. Oh, you didn't boil the kettle again, did you? This is tepid. Take it away.
Right.
Who's that?
Clutterbuck.
Who is he and what is he doing here?
Who cares?
Guys, I have a great idea. Look, we're all feeling a bit lonely. We need some action, right?
I told you before, DM, it's called a petting zoo, not a heavy petting zoo.
No, I'm not talking about the petting zoo this time. Listen, earlier today, as I am a student on a tight PhD schedule, naturally, I woke up at noon and started watching children's television. Well, there were the Wiggles. Well, and let me tell you, those Wiggles get action. Oh, they're filthy. You know how many single moms they have per week? It's criminal.
Really?
Children's entertainers, that's where it's at. And the Wiggles and their myriad sexual conquests are just the start. You remember 1980s children's entertainer, Peter Coombe?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you think the Rolling Stones get a lot of action. Their fans are hot young teens with the world at their feet and a million boyfriend possibilities. Peter Coombe's fans had single parents who were stuck at home all day listening to screaming children, just wanting any kind of sexual escape from the daily monotony to remind them the days when they felt beautiful. Peter Coombe, man! Peter Coombe! He had so much action that if your mother was single in the 80s and you're a second or later child, there's a 98.5% chance you're related to him.
Wow, juicy, juicy green grass indeed.
But DM, I mean single mums, is that the crowd you want? I mean, they've already, you know, they gave birth. Maybe they're a little stretched.
Jim, to the naked man, even a shirt that's too big is a blessing.
Yeah, point taken.
So what you're saying is we should start a children's band.
Exactly. Because it's not just single moms out there. It's single dads. In many cases, hot young single dads who could just not rein in their raw sexual need enough, and now they're saddled with a kid. We have to tap that vein. We have to tap the booty of that vein.
Yeah, and Wilma, in our cases, the ones we get won't have pushed a human being through their sexual orifices, so a big win for us.
Excellent.
I'm liking this idea, DM, so where do we start?
Well, I've already thought of a name for our under 12 super group. We'll be called the Jiggery Pokeries.
Okay, and what's our gimmick? We can't do coloured t-shirts. The Wiggles already did that.
Oh, of course we can. We just can't use the same coloured shirts.
Okay, I'll be the pink one.
I'll be the black one.
I'll be the atomic tangerine one.
What?
Hey, it's a colour.
And I'll be the bong one.
Can I be in your band?
What?
I said, can I be in your band?
Clutterbuck, but...
Aw, oh, come on, DM. Have pity on the little guy.
I'd really love it if my best friend let me be in his band.
Fine, Clutterbuck. You can be our roadie.
Roadie's not in the band, DM.
Fine. You can play the triangle. Only once per song, though.
Yay!
Clutterbuck, do you have a first name?
Yes, it's here on my concession card.
How do you pronounce this? Farquhar?
That's right.
Farquhar Clutterbuck.
Yeah, because of that combination of names. He had a really hard time at school. Yeah, they called him cunt dick shit for brains.
So what kind of music will we play, DM?
Oh, well, we'll have to play the kind of music that appeals to kids but seduces adults. So, I was thinking, maybe something like this.
We're the Jiggery Pokeries. Jiggery Pokeries.
Hey there, kids. I have the pink shirt. Bring your daddy down and I'll feed him some yogurt.
We're the Jiggery Pokeries.
Hey little tykes, I have the black blouse. Tell your daddy to come play with me if he's bored of his current spouse.
We're the Jiggery Pokeries.
Children of the world, I'm Atomic Tangerine. I'll jump on your mommy like she's an erotic trampoline.
We're the Jiggery Pokeries.
My name's Roland and I'm the bong one. I wasn't convicted in 1984 of underage bum fun.
Ask your parent to choose their favourite presenter. We're booked at room 16, airport, motel and conference centre.
This is John Rhys Davis, and I hate the role-playing hour. Ah! They're eating my legs.
This is Lance Hendricks, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell bad and they make my Cocker Spaniel uncomfortable.
Look at Clutterbuck. He's sitting there, all alone.
He looks so pathetic and useless.
Look at the way he's sitting. Look at his skinny little legs. They look so useless, like Kermit the Frog's.
Yes, there is something toad-like about his translucent skin.
I can hear you guys. I know you guys are there.
Oh, sorry. Yes, as I was saying, translucent toad-like skin.
I kind of have sympathy for him. I mean, of all the people I could choose to have worship me like a god and obey my every whim because he's so in awe of my majesty, at least this one kind of rustles up my compassion. He's like a puppy on the side of the road who got hit by a car and all his guts burst out, and yet he's still trying to run and chase a stick.
Is he picking his nose and eating it?
Clutterbuck, why are you picking your nose and eating it? You said you knew we were here.
What, Ashley? I'm not doing anything.
No, he used to do this all the time in French class. Didn't care if everyone was watching. He just kept on sneakily doing it.
You're my best friend, Ashley. Why haven't we talked since that time on the bus? Why did you ignore me all those years ago?
Clutterbuck, that time on the bus was 19 years ago.
And all that time you've been my best and only friend.
Jesus Christ. Look, Clutterbuck, you're going to have to wear gloves if you're helping us. We don't want you touching things.
We should put chili on the fingertips of the gloves or something, because otherwise he might still pick his nose with the gloves on.
What if boogers taste better with chili?
Well, then we should use something that smells and tastes bad, like shit.
But if he walks around smearing shit-stained gloves on everything he touches, then that's even worse than if he spreads snot stains.
Well, I don't know. I failed biology, alright?
Alright, Clutterbuck. Well, look. We're here in the shopping centre for our first gig, alright? The kids and their parents are beginning to gather over there in the food court for our debut performance. We need your help setting up.
We're going to be children's entertainer superstars, and we're going to get metric tons of single-parent pussy.
And cock.
And cock. So, you know, you put the Marshall stacks over there, I'll have my Fender over here, and, you know, you dig up your triangle from wherever.
I had a dog once. I got him from the pound. He was all scared and skinny. I fed him up and up. Soon he was strong. Then I took him for a walk in the park. Some other kids stole him and took him back to their house. My mum went to ask for the dog back, but the kids shouted so much and said I was a liar and it was their dog and they got him weeks ago, and my mum got afraid and didn't even call the police. I went to the yard at night and opened the gate and called for him, but he didn't come. He likes being with the cooler kids better. Their mum said my mum was a liar for saying it. It was my dog. Your mum is a lying bitch, they said at school. I cried so much my mum said I couldn't ever have a dog again because losing a pet had given me so much trauma and stuff. So that was my dog.
Jeez, Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck, can you move that amp like I told you to?
Okay. Haha, I guess I ate too many beans. But beans are my favourite food.
Jeez, Clutterbuck.
I told him not to eat beans. Specifically, I told him, if you're hanging out with us, no more beans. But you can't stop the man eating beans.
Jim, I'm not gonna forget that you're responsible for this guy being here.
So, on stage, DM, are we gonna, gyrate our loins rhythmically, or...?
Jim, this is children's entertainment. There are certain standards of etiquette.
Yeah, Jim, look at the Wiggles. When you see them, they look squeaky clean. You'd only hear about their sordid tour bus antics banging dozens of methed-out young mothers, their toddlers locked in the onboard latrine after the fact. You'd never guess by looking at them that one has a safety pin through the shaft of his Johnson and two of the others have a thing for spit-roasting Asians.
Is that true?
I read it on an internet forum. It must be true. They had an animated GIF and everything.
And I heard one of the hosts of Play School sits a crack buckety on the back of one of the other hosts so he can slam that sweet white smoke down while he barebacks him.
One of the ethnic ones or one of the normal ones?
I don't know. I think it's an ethnic one and a normal one.
So who's the barebacker and who's the barebackee?
I don't know. What do I look like? The producer of Play School?
And you should see what happens when it's 69 o'clock on the rocket clock.
All these children's entertainers do it. You don't think they do it for a love of entertaining and educating children and to be closer to children, do you? Everyone hates children. They do it because single moms are notoriously the most easy creatures to get into the pants of in existence. They need action. They have no illusions about what can and can't fit inside their pussies. And if at the end of the night you're shitting yourself and crying, well, they've seen it all before.
Single parents are perfect one-night stand material.
Exactly. Clingy. They're clingy, mind you. They all want a partner to come and pick up the slack so they can go out and get drunk at least one night a week. But... that's why you do it, all of this under the veneer of being a high-profile children's entertainer. No, honey, the next city awaits. There are shopping centres out there where children are waiting to be entertained. You may be a single parent, but I'm married to the road.
I've got to go away in my big red car.
What about bananas in pyjamas? Do those guys get in the action?
No, are you kidding? Under those suits, they keep boat people. They ship them back to Christmas Island at the end of every recording session. They tell them that doing this unpaid work will help speed up their visa application process. Yeah, like it ever did.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, B1?
I sure am, B2.
Rejected.
And besides, they're not musical.
Banana boat people.
Exactly. Oh, I'm so excited. Soon all that pussy is just going to be racing forward and clamping itself around my cock like the jaws of a Tasmanian devil. Clutterbuck, is everything set up?
Yes, Ashley. All the amps are in place. I found my triangle.
I told you, DM, not Ashley. You must have the wrong person. No one calls me Ashley.
You're Ashley, and you wanted to grow up and help pandas. That's what you told me on the bus that time.
Shh, Clutterbuck, I don't want to help pandas.
The plight of the pandas makes you sad.
The plight of the pandas doesn't make me sad.
You even cried a little bit when you were telling me.
Shh, I was a different person back then. I was like 12. Anyway, I'll just check everything is in tune. Ugh, there are like... boogers all over the strings of my Stratocaster.
DM, I've been worried that the focus of our songs have been too much about impressing the single mothers. I want to make sure we impress the gay single dads too.
Yes, I agree with Jim. Jim should be happy. We should do in the band what Jim says. See how I support you in the band, Jim? You can count on me. And you know, relationships within a band don't always spoil the band. Sonny and Cher, Mr. and Mrs. Whitestripe, Wilmer and Jim.
No, Jim, fair point. Is there a song you'd like to run by us?
Yes, DM. I've worked out a good children's song of my own, which I think showcases us in the appropriate light. Here are the words and notes.
Okay, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Clutterbuck, that's an oboe, not a triangle. Where is your triangle? I told you to get a triangle! You get so easily confused!
Oops, sorry. Here's my triangle.
Oh my god, you have such shit for brains.
Are we ready for my song, DM?
Is the world ready? Let's go! Hello, kids of the shopping center! We're your latest favorite children's supergroup, the Jiggery Pokeries! There's the pink one, the black one, the bong one, and the atomic tangerine one! I hope you're ready to have fun with us!
Yay! And here's our first song, Pink One, Hit It!
Hey kids, it's me, the Pink Jiggery Pokery! Come and sing this song with me!
Yay! I want a gay daddy, go to daddy and say, be gay today. Don't worry, first time we'll be gentle. So come on backstage and get experimental. I want a gay daddy, go to daddy and say, be as gay as ballet. Daddy can have a fun new roommate, one who makes him giggle and tickles his prostate. I want a gay daddy, go to daddy and say a big hooray for the gay. Get a signed photo for the pipsqueak, just by making us laugh with a tongue in the cheek. I want a gay daddy, go to daddy and say, hey, switch to frappe. If he thinks it's too straight to give it a try, tell him come to my dressing room and swallow his pride. I want a gay daddy, go to daddy and say, be gay today. If you want a gay daddy, but a Jiggery Pokeries ticket today. Hey! Jiggery Pokeries, yay! Gay daddy! Yay! Daddy's a gay!
This is John Leeson, and I hate the role-playing hour because I have to hide behind the sofa whenever their terrifying show comes on.
This is Lance Henriksen, and I hate the role-playing hour because, they're chewing off my face.
Oh, man, I'm exhausted from fucking all these single moms, you know?
I hear you, DM. These single dads, well, some of them might not have been gay to start with, but I sure have enjoyed breaking them in with their uncertain eyes and their whimpering. Afterwards, some of them kind of love me. Other ones kind of hate themselves. I think I like it when they hate themselves more. Hell, I'm never going to see them again.
I'm yet to meet a man who can satisfy me, but the combined efforts of the 14 who swore their love to me today came damn close. And then casting them off and watching their hearts break because I have to travel to the next shopping centre 3 suburbs away, so I can't make any commitments. This must be what cool people feel like.
I think I had some sex. I was too stoned. I can't remember.
Clutterbuck, do triangle players get any action?
No.
Oh well.
Yeah, you keep practicing. That might improve your chances.
Okay.
Clutterbuck, you're supposed to be driving the bus. Keep your eyes on the road. Stop practicing triangle.
Sorry, I wish I had my music interlude.
Clutterbuck is so lonely, unless I am mistaken. The chime you hear right there is the sound of my heart breaking. Oh, Clutterbuck.
Shut up!
Sorry.
So, where are we next?
Grocery Town Plaza, Underdale.
Ah, Grocery Town Plaza. It's a good place for a gig. Yeah, good place.
You've never been there before. This is our third show.
Well, by reputation, I mean, you know, the stories you hear on the road. I mean, I have a good feeling. You know, this life on the road, 25 minutes between gig locations, it really is tough, you know? No wonder Jimi Hendrix lost it. The constant touring, they need to work like a dog, never having any real roots. How I long for the life before celebrity.
Hey, I just got a text. Woman's Day wants to interview us.
Woman's Day! Say yes! Say yes! Then we could be even bigger celebrities! Even bigger!
Every single mum reads Woman's Day, DM.
I know. When they read my interview, that's it. My once-in-a-lifetime gold pass of free access to unlimited second-hand vag.
If only there was some way you could graduate to first-hand vag.
Oh, but there is. When the kids who love me now grow up, I can perform ironically for them at unibars, like Peter Coombe does. The next generation is basically already guaranteed the genital warts that this generation of single mothers is going to give me.
Ugh, already plotting sex with your child fans?
When they grow up! This is a long-term investment, Wilma. Those boys are gonna grow up too, you know.
Oh my god, first-hand cock.
First-hand cock.
Some hot young uni student who has never done it before because he's too sweet for all the cool girls, all nervous and shit.
Those guys totally fall for the first woman they have sex with.
Yeah, someone to visit me in the nursing home.
Mama.
What? There's a child on a sex bus. How did he get on here?
We're children's entertainers. He probably got attracted by our colourful shirts and pretense of endearing ourselves to children and came on the bus to be closer to his idols.
Mama.
Oh no, this has got to stop. Kids on the kids' entertainer bus.
What should we do?
I don't know, throw them out the window?
We're doing 80 kilometres an hour.
You're right. Clutterbuck, slow down to 40.
No, DM, put yourself in his shoes. He looks up to us. He thinks we're great. He just wanted to look at his favourite singing adults.
I don't want to put myself in his shoes. Someone else do it. Jim, put yourself in the child.
I'm not putting myself in the child.
Put yourself in the child.
I'm not going to do it.
I could love it. I could raise it like a parent, and it would look up to me, and I would be the whole world to it. And I would love it me unconditionally and...
Clutterbuck, eyes on the road.
Oh, right, sorry. Hey, we're here, guys.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Now we can just let him off into the crowd. Some mother is sure to pick him up. Push him out the door quick before anyone thinks that we kidnapped him.
Shouldn't we find his mother?
What, does he have a wallet? Does he have a medic alert bracelet? Is he carrying around his tax file number? No, we don't know who he is. We just throw him out there. It was a reward enough for our loyal fan to meet us. He's sure to remember it always, but not in enough detail when questioned by police, not beyond reasonable doubt. Goodbye, kid!
Mama!
Oh, shit, someone should have told me about the rooftop parking.
I think he landed in that skip full of medical waste. He's probably okay.
Look at all the crowd out there waiting for us. Screaming children, harried single mums, hot single dads pretending to put in effort on the weekends.
Guys, it sure is great being superstars.
I wonder if any of them know who I am.
Stop picking your nose, Clutterbuck.
Sorry.
Yes, there is one thing I would like to address, though, before we leave the bus and get out there on stage and give the performance of a lifetime.
What's that, DM?
Well, these single moms. I mean, it's great screwing them and all, but I mean, really, they arrive with baby vomit on their shirts. They're sometimes wearing pajama pants and Ugg boots. They haven't plucked their eyebrows in like 3 weeks. I mean, come on, girls. I know you're pretty busy, but come on. Lift your games.
Downside of dating single mums. No time for life's niceties.
Maybe with a little gentle encouragement, they'll get the idea.
No, I'm just so sick of it. If they haven't learned already, I'm just going to tell them what to do. In fact, I wrote a song. Look, guys, here are the words and music. Now, let's get out there and blow the roof off this grocery land plaza.
Hello, everyone. We're the Jiggery Pokeries.
And today me, the Atomic Tangerine Jiggery Pokery, is going to teach you all, children and parents, about personal hygiene. A one, and a two, and a...
Mommy, please get a Brazilian. Brazilians have a dwindling forest, but I've found there's enough to know where to hide a carpet python. Mommy, please get a Brazilian. Oh, Mommy... Mummy, please brush your teeth. You gotta brush 20 times before you put that toothbrush down. A DM doesn't like the taste of ash mouth. Mummy, please brush your teeth. Oh, Mummy. Mummy, please wear deodorant. A tent to each arm with a spray or a stick. It's no fun playing minor when you have smelly pits. Mummy, please wear deodorant. Oh, Mummy. Mummy, please cut your toenails. You might not notice now you haven't cut them in years. It's no fun for your mummy when they're slicing your ears. Oh, Mummy, please cut your toenails. Oh, Mummy. Mummy, please attend to downstairs. Raising children all day, you might be sweating away. But by now that thing smells like a chow mein 2-minute noodle flavour sachet. Mummy, please attend to downstairs. Please, Mummy. Mummy, can't you brush your hair? I mean, really, Mummy, is that too much to ask? Come all the way down here, I just want a little class. Mummy, can't you brush your hair? Oh, Mummy. I
No running around with kids doesn't leave too much time to be pretty.
Oh no it doesn't.
But come on, put some effort in, girl.
Come on, girl.
You're meeting a children's celebrity.
A big time children's celebrity.
Oh, mommy.
Mommy.
Wear the jiggery pokeries.
Mommy.
Little bit of effort, please.
Mommy.
We came all the way from Hackham West.
Hackham West.
Could at least put on a nice dress.
Come on, Mommy. Taxi fare from Hackham West was like $36.80.
You know I love you, but you gotta try. Oh, Mommy.
Listeners, we've done it. We've hit the high life. We're children's entertainment superstars. Do you want to be our single parent groupies? Call in now and tell us how much you love us. We're cool. We like to hear it. And we can momentarily distract you from the drudgery of your lives with empty and meaningless sordid physical sensation in the middle row seats of a bus. If you want to be our single parent groupies and tell us how much you love us, call in now on 83035000. You're listening to Wilma, Jim, Roland, and the DM here on...
And Clutterbuck.
All right, and Farquhar Clutterbuck here on the role-playing hour on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, digital radio and online. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, where you can listen to clips and be directed to podcasts. Just search for the role-playing hour. That's role with an E, that kind of role. But right now, call in and tell us how great we are and how much you want to have sex with us as your child screams in the background by dialing 83035000. We won't stay with you, though. We will alleviate none of the actual pressure of single parenthood. We definitely won't stay and help. But we will pleasure you fleetingly. And we will hang around long enough to at least be back with you live after this musical break. Probably.
This is K9 reporting, Master. You sent me to study the FM band radio program known as the Role-Playing Hour and determine whether it is in need of cancellation. The answer is... affirmative.
Okay, so far no one has called in wanting to be our groupies, but that's okay. You can still call in 83035000. This is a certain milestone for us. If I'm not mistaken, Star Trek The Next Generation, obvious nerd landmark, had 176 episodes. Someone please call in and correct me if I'm wrong. This is our 176 episode right now, so we're now equal with Jean-Luc Picard. That means we've broadcast more than a million scripted words over the years, yes. Of course, 500,000 of those were piss-chomping schlong donkey, and at least 22 were Gefunkenspreckled. But the other ones were pretty interesting. A lot of thes and ands and things like that. I got it out of the way now. You know, you can subscribe to Radio Adelaide, and if you subscribe, then you don't only get a coloured magazine and all the info about, you know, the shows and stuff. You also get the satisfaction of knowing you're supporting your favourite station. That's right, we kick back some of the money to 3D. No, we don't really do that. But it's only $52 a year or $26 concession. You just dial 83035000 during business hours. You can even dial us during a musical break and we'll direct you to the thing. You can win a prize to one person this month. Is gonna win a $500 voucher to spend at John Davis Music. It's a pretty good prize. You could start your own kids' band that way. Tin Lids? Something like... I wonder what ever happened to the Tin Lids. I'm sure someone's answered that question. I'm sure it's very boring. Yes, it's a pretty good prize. But, you know, of course, if you subscribe and you mention our name, you also get a prize. Unfortunately, people haven't really been biting. We had a prize for a while that you could come in... All you had to do was subscribe. You automatically won this prize, and you could come in and get a free full-body sensuous erotic massage in the station from one of the people on the show, but no one really has really taken that offer. Or to appear in a script. No one has really taken that offer. So I am changing the subscriber prize. Now, if you subscribe and you mention our names, you can win a chance to watch me eat some upsized KFC while filled with self-loathing. Yes, you can just sit there and you watch me like eat like a three-piece feed with like big size chips, just like hating myself so much as I'm doing it, just like, why am I eating this greasy shit? I'm already ugly, what's wrong with me? And you could just like sit there in the street and watch me sitting there alone at the table eating KFC while filled with self-loathing. Isn't that a great prize? So, yes, if you mention our name, you can win that. Isn't that fantastic?
I'd do it to see you eat a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, it doesn't take much for me to hit my self-loathing bar. Three-piece feed will do it. Two-piece feed will do it. Doesn't take too much. So, Jim, imagine right now, because there are no groupies calling in, but imagine if your dream groupie was calling in right now. What would that be? What would that entail? Single-parent groupie calling in. You'd be like, the best thing you could hear right now would be...
I'm going to go with... damn it, they're not single. Can I say a couple?
Okay.
They're a gay couple.
What about if it's like, you can't see it right now, but I'm waving a teal-colored handkerchief. Would that be good? Teal-colored handkerchief?
No.
No, okay.
My ultimate groupies mm-hmm. would have to be Neil Patrick Harris and David Burtka.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Doogie Howser?
Oh, yes.
They're okay. Parents now.
Okay.
He and his gay lover.
Uh-huh.
They're not married, so technically they're single.
Yeah, well, that keeps them more interested. Yeah, because once they get married, it's all over, probably. And what about you, Wilma? You're a perfect groupies to call in. What would they be?
I guess they would also be in a children's band and probably be the pink one, I guess.
Huh.
I don't know, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be... I think if a woman rang in, a single mom, and she was saying, DM, I'm here. I'm rubbing a hedgehog across my vulva. I'm doing it thinking of you. Because, you know, it's pain, but it's not so much pain. Hedgehog doesn't hurt that much. It's a little bit unhygienic, though. You can probably get leprosy, perhaps. So she's risking it, you know. It's on the edge. Because, you know, eroticism is so hard to find. You've got to really go right out there to get to, you know, to get the thrill. And so rubbing a possibly leprous hedgehog against your sex organ could be, potentially, you know, thrilling, don't you think? Should be doing it for me.
Don't they, like, spiky bits secrete stuff?
Do they?
Mm.
Well, that's secrete love in her case. And, Clutterbuck, if you're...
I have the perfect woman. Mm-hmm. She's probably listening at home. She's 60 years old.
Oh!
She's a... grey hair and curly, and she's my mother.
Lovely. And that'll be your groupie, your favourite. Oh, anyway, yes. So that's fantastic. And no one has called in 8335000, so we need for the groupies. We love our groupies, don't we? We love them briefly, and then we move on quickly. It's fantastic. Yeah,
we love them hard.
Mm-hmm. And as for anyone investigating the petting zoo thing, don't bother to look any further into them what Wilma said, because it's certainly not true. Oh, we have, just as we're running out of potential time to deal with callers, we have someone calling in. Let's see. Hello, caller.
Hi, I'll be your groupie.
Hey, fantastic. What's your name, caller?
My name's Izzy.
Izzy. And are you a single parent yourself?
Sadly, no.
No!
I don't have no hedgehogs.
Can we accept her? I don't know.
And I'm not part of a gay couple, nor am I in a children's band.
Could you adopt, maybe? Briefly?
You'd just adopt and take it back. Yeah, I think you can be that picky when you've only got me.
Yeah, all right, fine. So, if we were to invite you onto our bus, which, by the way, has Lamingtons, what would be the first thing you'd do as a groupie? You'd come onto the bus, you'd be offered a Lamington. There might be a caged hedgehog in the back, possibly, but, you know, not necessarily if you're not into that.
Stay away from the hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
I'd eat a lamington.
Mm-hmm. We could entertain you by strumming on our guitars around you and singing like the monkeys.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, if I was to get at, say, buttered corn on the cob, I mean, how would that...
No.
No. Just the Lamington. She just likes to eat Lamingtons. I was just thinking, you know, it's a bit like it's a barbecue. We have some corn. I'd love that.
Bakery goods only.
All right. And then I guess we could, what could we do after that? You could instruct us on the breeding cycle of sea slugs, possibly?
Yes, I could.
Mm.
I could. I'd know a bit about that.
All right, so let's go ahead. Let's tell us about the breeding cycle. It's good foreplay. Tell us about the breeding cycle of sea slugs. the boy sea slug sees the girls? Doesn't like, do they have vision?
I don't think so. I don't think they breathe either.
So it's not breathing heavily.
Them, and they react when you poke them. And then if you keep poking them, they stop reacting.
So sexy. He poked her. She reacted. He stopped
but then
poking
she stopped.
Her. She stopped. Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, being the sort of person I am, I probably would be finished by then. I'd be out of it. I'd be like, changing my pants out in the port-a-loo. You'd be left alone with Wilma, Jim, and Clutterbuck. What would you say to them? What would you say to her, Wilma?
No offense to you at all, but really, if, all you're going to do is eat Lamingtons, we may as well just get Clutterbuck's mother in, really.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I'm not 60, though.
Mm.
I'm a young groupie.
And we can take photos of her eating Lamingtons.
We're not prepared for young groupies. We're not prepared
no,
for
No, we
this.
Don't really know how to
you
deal.
You can teach me a song.
Oh, I guess we could, yeah. You could... When you'd just get a new band member. It'd be like the Black Eyed Peas and that chick came in that pissed herself, you know. You could be the one that pisses yourself on the band. That could be
fantastic.
What colour would you like your T-shirt to be?
Oh, can I have a rainbow T-shirt?
Yes, you can! Thank you, caller! Goodbye!
Now, Jiggery Pokeries, here you are on the top of Pops. How does it feel? Pink one?
Well, it feels great. Last week, we managed to break through into America. That expanded our fan base by, about 50 million.
That must be really exciting. Atomic Tangerine one, are you excited?
Oh, yeah, all our dreams have come true. But, you know, really, when it comes down to it, you know, the important thing is entertaining the, Wilma, what was that word?
Kids.
Oh, yeah, I always forget that. Entertaining the kids. Because that's what it's all about, really. To see the lights in their eyes. You know, deep down, we just really love... We just really, really love...
Kids.
Yeah, those.
And the black one. What are you going to do with all your newfound wealth?
Well, it's not really polite to talk about all of that, is it? But I was thinking a mansion with a grotto. Yeah, some water features in the grotto, and all my men can live on the grounds wearing bunny-themed costumes. It'll be great.
What about some of accusations that... Your planned lifestyle is sexist.
Oh, no, not at all. It's a celebration of men's beauty. A celebration. I really like the beautiful ones. What could be less sexist than that?
And the bong one. You're famous now, too. Known by children everywhere. And you're incredibly wealthy. What are you doing with your newfound wealth?
Can I borrow some change? Or just, I'll give it back next week. Or just, my money goes on a lot of expendable sundry items. Just need a bit of change. Need to visit me mum in the hospital.
And, of course... There is your triangle player. Yes, yes, that's me. Who doesn't seem to be here today? No, I'm here. Well, that was a fantastic success. It has been for the children's supergroup, the Jiggery Pokeries. It has been up and up. It seems like nothing can stop them now. Thanks, guys. Great interview.
Cheers, back to the dressing room. Where is the dressing room? Through here?
Through there, yep.
Atomic Tangerine one! My child loves your music! Could you son- Don't talk to the face. Talk to Mr. Johnson. What? I'll give your kid like 3 autographs. Hey, come on, don't pretend you've never seen one before. You can't act so coy with yon dick progeny yonder. I know what you single moms are like. I'll have you know I'm not a single mother! I'm married! My husband is a Supreme Court judge! Here's an autograph. I'll just duck in my dressing room. Sorry, it's a light side here. Oh, that made me so dizzy. Jeez. Well, at least all the single moms are in here.
Can I suck your cock, Atomic Tangerine one?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
What took you so long, DM?
Oh, I accidentally ran into a married mother.
Huh? Do they still have those? I thought they died out in, like, the 70s. There was some kind of meteorite, wasn't there? Oh, excuse me. Hey, single dad, how about working the shaft more, okay? Thanks. Sorry, DM.
Oh, that's fine. It was funny, you know. There's something wholesome about this woman. Like, she hadn't been fucked by the same number of guys corresponding to the number of ladies' nights at her local pub. Oh, hey, single mum, careful. I felt some teeth.
You guys, why worry about anything? We're on top of the world. We have everything we wanted. Hey there, single dad. Focus on the clear. Only go clear. I get oversensitive that way. Just, you know, work your way up there and then back. Sorry, guys. Go on.
But Wilma, there's one thing we don't have. Married parents! Married dads! Committed, devoted dads! Imagine if you could crack them wide open.
Oh man, they'd hate themselves even more afterwards. I'd break up their marriage. But God, this sounds appealing, DM.
Peter Coombe tried it, DM. That was the subtext of Wash Your Face with Orange Juice. It nearly ruined him. We needn't overstretch ourselves. We should just enjoy what we have.
But married people have, like, no sex. They'd be so eager. Their body's so untainted. I mean, the child in orbit still, compared to what we've been getting.
Too dangerous, DM. Turn back. Turn back.
No, I'm with the DM. I'm imagining. I'm imagining, and
Nice work, single mom. Now just clean up that spot on the carpet there.
Thank you. Atomic Tangerine One.
Let's just enjoy the ride a little longer before we bring it all crashing down around us, okay?
Hey, guys. Have you all finished getting blowjobs? I was thinking that if there's any left, I may get one of the leftovers and...
Clutterbuck, what's the time?
3:34.
No, Clutterbuck. It's time to get the fuck out of our dressing room.
Okay.
Hey, Farquhar Clutterbuck. You're the triangle player in the hit children's supergroup, the Jiggery Pokeries, right? I'm with the paparazzi. Is there any dirt you can give me? Give me on the band? On the squeaky clean entertainers to help me, you know... Get some information. There's big money in it for you, and fame.
Well...
Yeah, yeah?
No, those guys are my friends. My best friends in the whole world.
But...
Goodbye, sir.
2 weeks later...
Well, here we are, just for our big performance at Wembley Stadium. Everyone pumped?
I'm prime, DM.
I'm excited, DM.
Yeah, mate.
I'm excited, Ashley.
Look, Clutterbuck, I told you no one calls me Ashley, alright, you stupid cunt?
Okay. It's the friendly banter of friends. Friendly Riven.
Shut the fuck up, Clutterbuck. And my guitar better be in tune this time. Do you know what they used to call him in school, Wilma?
What?
What was it, DM?
Clutterbuck the cheat-eating turd monster.
Oh, changing topics. Are you sure you want to go through this, DM? Our new song?
Absolutely, Wilma. It's time we go where no children's entertainment band has gone before. It's time we started having sex with the married parents, too.
Let's go out there and knock them dead, guys. I have a half-chub just thinking about the guilty self-loathing looks on the sperm-spattered faces of those postcodal married guys.
Me too, Jim. Me too.
Hey there, guys, it's us, the Jiggery Pokeries. The next song goes out to all the families out there.
Don't tell Dad about Mum's new special friend. Don't tell Mum about Dad's new playmate. Don't tell anyone anything, or the Jiggery Pokeries will break your legs. Don't go to your mum and ask about that time you saw Dad in the leather mask. Don't ask anyone anything, or the Jiggery Pokeries will slit your throat. Don't say to your daddy, don't intersperse, that a Jiggery Pokery made mummy dress as a nurse. Don't say to anyone anything, or the Jiggery Pokeries will smash your face. Perhaps, poor child, you've misconstrued the time we played leapfrog with parent while completely nude. Don't go reporting anything, or the Jiggery Pokeries will crush your windpipe. So what if your favourite famous face was licking mummy or daddy's private poo place? Don't mention you saw anything, or the Jiggery Pokeries will kick your teeth. If you don't want mummy to go away, if you don't want daddy to leave today, if you don't wanna live in a broken home, then shut your stupid face or snap your bones. It's not what it looks like. We have more power and money than your mummy and daddy when it comes to legal disputes.
Wow, they loved it. We've crossed the threshold. We're children's entertainers who can do single or married parents. We truly have it all.
Amazing. But so next week, we'll still be superstars? Or what, things will be normal? If things are normal, how will we explain what happened to our incredible popularity and stupendous wealth?
We're the Jiggery Pokeries. Jiggery Pokeries.
Hey there, kids, it's goodbye for now. Don't worry about that time you saw your dad crying in the shower.
We're the Jiggery Pokeries. Jiggery Pokeries.
Don't worry, kids. Soon we'll be back. But don't bother bringing Dad unless he has a six-pack.
We're the Jiggery Pokeries. Jiggery
along, kids. It's been a blast. When Mommy wakes up, tell her I had an early plane to catch.
So long, little cunts. I have to thank you. Sorry I spewed in your Spider-Man blanket.
Tell your parent not to bother calling the number we left at their request. It's for the ANZ Bank customer service desk.
Daggery buggeries.
Daggery buggeries. Oh.